Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, DJ Sergeant Rock, tell them what time it is.
You already know what time it is, sweetie. What's up, world? It's your boy, the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig. And check this out, you know what I'm saying? Tweety Bird Central is not trying to hear it. Because guess what? We got the Real Talk Roundtable in full effect every Tuesday night. You know what I'm saying? From 8 to 10 p.m. So y'all check us out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be no slouch. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. You know what I'm talking about? I'm out this thing. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Trill. Ha, 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 ha.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Know what I'm saying? Turn the sound up a little bit.
Turn up a little bit.
I don't think you need to rest
in my
headphones,
Jeremy.
I don't think you need to rest in my headphones.
Put on the love of music, motherfucker.
Yeah, turn that shit up just a little bit, that nasty. This is my motherfucker.
Bump it up a little bit.
Bring it to the light of music, motherfucker.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
AMA.
AMA. Holla back. Know what I'm saying?
Get your nigga. Look. Get your motherfucking ass down.
Yeah.
Get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. Come get it, doors open, your ass is welcome to it. I will rearrange you worse than the Rubik's Cube. Foolish dude, lyrically speaking, you couldn't touch this with a hammer. This is Vibes of the Workshop Ground. And I'm the brother from the bricks that the city knocked down. I've been chopping the slab before my feet hit the ground. When the tunes hit the scene, watch the suckers get nervous. Disgusting, now they in the back stashing they purses like we want something from them. But we just looking then laugh. You get no half or no autograph, sucker ass. My hot spit'll make Oprah wanna roll me and take the rest of said man's half and blow it on me high. I'm never nice with mine, I'm ignorant on the track. Buzzing trunks like headboards when I kill some cat. So why you stereotype? I'm painting pictures like William, so you can call me Mr. Stereo Hype. I'm forcing circuits to burn out from dehydration. My energy on turntables blacker than Darth Vader. And I got some more shit to keep your ass from
what
being bored. It's a ridiculous underground overlord. Get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. Everybody, lay the fuck down. Y'all bullshitting ourselves. We ain't playing Mississippi, nigga. Get your motherfucking ass down. Lay the fuck down, nigga. We ain't playing with this Georgia Rock 32. We ain't playing with this.
Get down. We the funky sound, you dig? Cause y'all know who it is and y'all know who it be. Moon Quasar coming from D-Town. Your monkey ass need to get down. Get your ugly ass down. Cause this is how it pounds for the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. Get your ugly ass down. I'm still laughing at these niggas who don't know the truth cause they hoopin' bout figures. Who don't know the youth cause they hoopin' bout triggers. Who don't know the youth and grew them up to be killers. And now mathematics done taught them how to be dealers. And when the police get them, teach them how to be squillers. For a super hot charge, for a small misdemeanor. So once your face is on front page, you know we gon' see you. I wouldn't wanna be you, you in a microscope. And now your ass is the joke, yapping bout some dope. Rappers are still writing, producers writing. Too. You better watch it, dog. They ass might be biting you. Don't let your hard work flush down the drain. Cause that was my mentality before Katrina came. This shit is universal. This shit don't stop. That planet rock. It's the show shot. Nigga, get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. We ain't playing. Lay the fuck down. That nigga saw us, nigga. Joint Q. Lay the fuck down. Right now. Nigga, we ain't playing. Get money. If it ain't 10 G's or better, me and my niggas all day fucking with. Huh? If it ain't Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. My niggas saw it. We run this shit, man. Y'all better get with this shit right here. Below the level music, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Work.
All right, all right, all right. Real Talk Roundtable, where you at?
Where
hey,
is,
what's going? Happening, baby? Hey.
What's going on?
We in this thing. We in this whack-ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
You know it.
That's what's
shit.
Up.
We here, man. Man, what's the deal, Tweeter? How you feeling tonight? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm feeling good. I'm rejuvenated. I'm not complaining. I'm tired. But I'm here, and I'm excited. And we got some topics that we're going to get into tonight. And we're glad to have you here with us. we've been missing you. So why don't you tell us what's been going on with you, DJ Stars and Rock? What's happening?
Man, multiple things have been going on for me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm almost finished with the album. That's thing the first, you know what I'm saying? I got the documentary to go along with it, and that's coming, you know what I'm saying? And then it's, you know, various different people been, you know, passing away, so I've been taking care of the family, you know what I'm saying, playing the piano for their funerals. You know what I'm saying? And all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, pretty much I just been busy, you know what I'm saying, with the music. You know, the world is opening back up and things is kind of somewhat getting back to normal. But, you know, which we all know it ain't going to be no, you know, new normal. You know what I'm saying? But to some degree, everybody's out here with no masks on. And, you know, they ready to get back into it. They ready to get back to living again, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what's been going on with me. I've been staying out the way.
That's what's up.
June the 19th, we got a big showcase going on in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Zodiac Club, you know what I'm saying? QC DJs, you know what I'm saying? QC, that is quality control music, you know what I'm saying? And they bring in their DJs, and then Palm Tree Entertainment, better known as PTE, that's Soulja Boy's label, and they're finna come through this bitch. I'm talking about they finna come through this bitch. I'm talking about they got so many artists scheduled to perform that night. I don't know how they're gonna just get all of this did. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be a big show. You know what I'm saying? And June the 26th, we got Live from the Hive, the battle for the Hive. You know what I'm saying? Part two. You know what I'm saying? It's going down June the 26th. So, you know, we planning some shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't playing down here on the coast, you know what I'm saying? We got some big shit popping, and everybody, you know, needs to stay tuned, you know what I'm saying, and check it out. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
okay.
What's up? Yeah.
Okay, now that we got Rock back with us, and we're excited about all of these new projects that you have going on. And make sure that you tag us and let us know when everything is coming out so we can help you push it as well. And
most definitely that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just getting it all together. When I get everything, you know what I'm saying, squared away, then that's when I'm going to start the massive rollout promotion. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been promoting on Facebook and Instagram, you know what I'm saying, for like a year now. So, you know, everybody is, you know, per se waiting on it, you know what I'm saying, in various parts of the United States. Everybody's waiting on it. So I'm just getting it together, you know what I'm saying? And it's almost together. You know what I'm talking about?
Right on.
All right.
It's almost together. Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Y'all, I only set everything up for tonight for an hour, so we won't be here that long. But we do have some topics that we want to get into, and I'm going to get with Snipe on these sports that he is so adamant about on Facebook.
we're going to give him a chance to cue us in on some sports after a while, too. Common, you're going to start. And we're happy to have Playground. Y'all, we have Playground. Oh, my God. We have Playground. The
Playground.
Dog.
Playground.
Yes.
What's up,
What's up, people?
What's happening, bro?
We got Playground. The Dog in this bitch. Oh, shit.
In this raggedy ass bitch.
That's what's up. So, Playground, we've been missing you too. What's happening? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm taking it one day at a time, just living to the Leo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what's up.
Just trying to be a blessing to somebody.
That's what's up. And we're so happy that you're back. Playground is back.
Yeah, man, I miss you guys.
Yeah.
That dude is back.
Yeah.
For real. Okay, so Common is going to start us off with a topic tonight, y'all. Mr. 4-0 is in the building. What's up, Common?
What's up, people? Salute. That's right. Never forget 4-0. And a little bit money richer. First of all, before I get into my topic, yo, Rock, I'm sorry to hear all that stuff about your family. Hopefully everything works out well. Stay blessed with that. Never give up on God. And Playground, my dude.
Yes, sir.
It's about time you showed the fuck back up. Damn.
I'm here. Playground is in the building.
I thought maybe you ran into another Jeffy Dahmer motherfucker.
No.
Oh, man.
I'm
no. Here. I'm glad you're back, though, bro. I'm glad you're all right.
Yes, sir.
And me, I'm good. I'm the laid-back one. I had a very good weekend last weekend. Even though somebody didn't fucking cook like they supposed to, but we still good.
Here we go. Anyway,
I'm getting to my topic now. Alright, people, listen up though. Since the George Floyd incident happened, and it's been a year, maybe a year and what, a week now, the man died to show corruption and wanted to try. Hopefully, we would have bettered everything. But it's not happening. Why is the violence just keep picking up? We got killings in broad daylight. And that shit is crazy. We got killings in broad daylight. And I'm trying to figure out, man, is this man turning over in his grave? Did he die for nothing? Because obviously we're not respecting what happened. We ain't respecting his memory. And I keep hearing defund the police. I can agree with that to a certain degree. But you can't have us have citizens police themselves, because that's not what's going to work. Never going to work. So I want to hear everybody's opinion on this, man. What's going on with this crime? Every time I turn, now little kids are even dying. You got little 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds. They got guns. They shoot. What's going on? Of course, we want to defund the police, but I want the police. I want that money everybody's trying to take from them. What are we going to do with it? Is it going into boys' clubs, girls' clubs? Is it going into playgrounds? Is it going to go into gyms? Is it going to give black people, kids, something else to do? Because all we got is gangster movies and violence right now. That's all we got.
Yeah.
And gangster rap.
Right.
Some of it ain't even good, because I don't even know if that's gangster or not, because you mumble so much, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. But I'm just saying, this violence, man, this violence got to stop. It's got to stop. It's like black on black crime is killing more people than the fucking police. But you get upset when the police do it.
But I don't think
so.
You even know what I think it is, Carmen? I don't think it's so much as black people are on the rise and black people are doing so much killing. I think black people are the only group of people that are getting media attention for doing such. White people, crime got to be up. Did you see what happened at the Capitol? Have you seen what's been happening across America? It's not us busting out, shooting all these AKs and all this other shit at these people's businesses and establishments. It's not us. Their crime rate is gone up, but you don't see it televised. But it doesn't mean it's not happening. And I think it's happening at a quicker rate than what we got going on. Because just the other day, in a few amount of seconds, what, 23 people was killed in just a few seconds? And that wasn't us. So I think that it's more that the media focuses on us and making us look a certain way to our people as well as to all the people all over the world, when really the focus should be shifted now that it's not really on us. It's really on them. But that newscast you won't see over and over and over and over again like you do with us. And that's my personal opinion. We're going to go around the round table. Let's start with Playground and Don. What are your thoughts?
I think part of what we live in is a part of life, is a part of what has to happen for us to get the understanding of what's going to happen. But, it might be for some too late because they have either gone on or they just too far gone to realize what's really going on. And I think we all living in the last days, and I think that's what's really going on. And nobody's really paying attention. The war is within ourselves. It starts at home. And you can't fight outside unless you come outside. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you fight inside your household, then you can plant that in and instill in the people inside your household. Not necessarily kids, but, start with the kids, but the grown-ups also. Because the kids got to look at somebody and get that from somebody. You don't have a kid that just decided to go out there and do what he or she want to do on their own. They have seen it somewhere. So I think it starts in the household.
Okay, I can agree with that. But, now they just reckless with everything. It's like in Miami, you after one dude, but you shoot into a crowd and you hurt everybody else just to get one dude.
And this government
is so racist right now. Everybody that's Republican is damn near racist.
Yep.
Their true colors finally showed out. They got a little bit of power. Now I can express myself how I really feel, and I'm letting the people know how I really feel, because I'm going to take away the minorities' voting rights, or I'm going to make it difficult for them to vote. I'm going to make it difficult for them to even talk to me, because if you come to my office, I'm going to have you arrested. It's just getting crazy. And I can't believe so many people with degrees still believe that bullshit lie Donald Trump is telling. I mean, now you got people just attacking Asians now. People just attacking everybody now, man. It's going crazy. It's silly and it's stupid, but you're right, Playground. This is what we're living in. We either going to adapt or we're going to swallow the pole and come out with nothing.
Right on. Okay, DJ Sergeant Rock.
Well, as far as the gangster rap, we all know how gangster rap got in. You know what I'm saying? The music execs had a secret meeting, and they weaved the positive shit out, and put the rap, the gangster rap in. And at the time, they didn't know that gangster rap was going to make that much money. But when it started making fucking money with NWA and MCA and oh my God, I could think of a long list of old school. I'm talking about gangster rappers, Ice-T, Spice One, you know what I'm saying? When that shit started making money, then they really, you know, said to themselves, okay, well, we're going to have to build some more prisons to hold these niggas because this music is going to take a few of these niggas out. You know what I'm saying? And then what happened? The crime rate went up. The jail incarceration rate went up. You know what I'm saying? All types of shit went up. You know what I'm saying? But to think that a black man died, you know what I'm saying? To think that that white man had his knee on his neck for that length of time, and it's on camera. Like, you remember back in the days when they caught that Rodney King beating and it was caught on camera? You know what I'm saying? They couldn't do shit because it was caught on camera. Now they doing it in your face. They don't care about the goddamn camera, which they should be caring about. And that's what I say, man. It's all by design. You know what I'm saying? It's all by design. The white man is on the verge of extinction, and he knows it. And, you know, the secret society that runs the world and all that old shit, man, I'm telling you, man, this shit deep. You know what I'm saying? All the killing and all that shit that's been going on, man, it's some demonic shit in the air. You know what I'm saying? It's some demonic shit in the fucking air, man. And motherfuckers better guard their spirit, man. Because I'm telling you, once you let that shit take over you, shit, you going down. You either going to be dead or in jail, man.
You right about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tonight, what are your thoughts?
You know, I live in Atlanta, outskirts, but we have our violence as rich over the pandemic. It has went up so bad. Our mayor has, you know, said, fuck it, I'm not about to be our mayor no more. The police chief has went to, I want to say Kentucky, went up there. So, you know, a lot of violence ain't just one race. It's all of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People don't get that. Like, a lot of shit that you might see on TV, yeah, that's broadcast on TV. But, see, we got a lot of them not broadcasted in your local area. You know, like, I see every day, I tell folks, like, shit, Tad County is so crazy. They got killings every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the fuck caused it. It's like a war zone in different areas of, you know, where you live at. You know, everybody got a ghetto. You know what I'm saying? But I wish everybody had the mind frame of listening, like, look, that shit needs to stop right there. Like, we need to clean that up first before we start talking about anybody else. Because, you know, they always going to finger point back down to the ghetto and be like, well, y'all got this going on. Y'all killing each other. Y'all got that. Well, shit, we feel like we can do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's not, you know, it's a mass shooting. We say 10 people, well, shit, we had 20 people die over the weekend. So that's the same amount with just a whole random act of kids. And a lot of this shit be the young generation. I don't know what fucking music tells everybody to fucking pick up a stick. Because, yeah, it's all cool to pick up that stick until your ass is in jail. And you trying to fight for your life, that's a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? But they don't think about that. A lot of people don't think. And I tell people, yeah, you might get away with it, but it's always a camera watching your dumb ass. You see what I'm saying? It's a camera that can track your ass. Yep. If the police want to find your ass, they will get you. But I do not know why the fucking crime is going up. People just don't give a fuck no more because I have never seen in my own hometown people getting murdered on the fucking highway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it ain't nothing.
Now, that's crazy. Now, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Road races went up tremendously in my own city. And I ain't never seen this shit before in my life. So, it's just like, people don't care no more. I just think that. You know what I'm saying? But that's
right.
All I really got to say on that, man, because it's sad that we got to go through these times of, you know, we should be far ahead, but we not as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's sad.
We not
you
know
what?
Very sad.
You know what? Can
very
I add
sad.
Something to that? The politicians and government officials, they play the statistics game too much.
Yeah, too
well,
much.
Well, we got more killing over here versus more killing over here, more killing over here. It's like they keeping track of how many niggas is actually really dying. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? But they ain't trying to come up with no solution to solve the goddamn problem. But they started taking statistics. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
what the fuck?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They're
not going to come up with a solution how they
that's
feel like it's not their problem.
Exactly. Mm. They don't care. It's up to us as black people to start realizing what's going on.
Okay, so now that we have gotten all of those emotions out, and Common, you had spoke on defunding the police. Now that we got all of the emotional shit out of the way, let's talk some political shit. Okay. By defunding the police, they don't mean, you know, cutting the police paychecks and all that shit. That's not what that means. Defunding the police, like, okay, we give the police a lot of money to police us. We buy all of those weapons and all of that crap that they use against us. We pay for that. We also pay for, like, these lawyers. You know, for the union and these union lawyers and all of that shit, we are paying a lot of money for these police to get out of the crimes that they have committed against us. We are paying for that. So when you hear
right.
somebody saying defund the police, that means the money we paying, we don't want it to go to that no more. We wanted to go into programs like you spoke of, Common, you know, the Girl Scouts, the Boys and Girls Clubs. We want more health care. We want all of these things that would make the community better, where you would see less crime. Because if a person, you know, had health care for their family and they had a good job that was paying $15 minimum wage, he wouldn't be in stress. He wouldn't be going out here just knocking somebody the fuck out or just going just shooting up the world because he's upset because he is a man and not being looked at as a man. Or she is a woman
that's
and she's not being looked at as a woman. She's being looked at as less than, even though she may be more qualified than the person that's looking down on her or him. So that in itself is a trauma. And those are the things, you guys, that we are working diligently every day to try to change for black people. But the bottom line is you got to get into the politics. You got to get into learning how to start. If you have a problem with what's going on in your community, start going to those meetings. Start going to your community meetings. Start going to those town meetings. You know what I'm saying? Find out what's going on and where the money is going. And if you don't agree with it, then start something against it. You know what I'm saying? Start letting the people know that immediately affects you, because Joe Biden, he not going to get that memo if you don't make no noise. If you don't make no noise, Joe Biden is not going to get that memo. It's just going to be you and your feelings. But when black people start to stand up and really get into things and really start studying how these things work, you know, how this thing works, because it's a system. It's not just people just sitting around talking about how bad things are. It's a system that can actually change that shit if we would get off our ass and do the right thing. And it all boils down back to us. We can put it on 1,000 different other things other than the fact it's us not taking the initiative to do the things that we need to do to change things. And like Playground said too, it starts in the home. We got to start in the home, because these are our kids out here acting the damn fool. You know.
Yep. Yeah, they're really acting the fool.
Uh-huh. These are our kids out here doing all this crap. So, anyway, so we have time for everything. Thank you, Common, for the topic. It was a good topic. I enjoyed it. And Snipe, I want you to tell us, like you told Facebook, what's going on with these damn sports.
Hey, I'm gonna give my whole congratulations to everybody in the NBA who made it out the first round. You know what I'm saying? Philly, Atlanta, Brooklyn, and who else made it? Did I say Philly? I said Philly. I forgot who they played. The Bucks,
man, Milwaukee.
And on the other side, you got the Suns. You got Denver. You got Clippers and Utah. And, you know, people always want to hear LeBron, the LeBron talk. You know, I don't, you know, I always hear it all the time. So I'm getting it back and forth. Every time this man either wins or loses, why does Jordan always fucking comes up? Like, they're not even the same. You know what I'm saying? They're not even the same guy, same caliber player. But I'm always, with LeBron better? Like, no. It's no comparison. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Everybody been coming at my neck with this Jordan versus LeBron shit, man, for so long. I wish they would come on our show because it would be a long topic, but I always ask everybody, who y'all think is better? Please give me y'all facts, and I'm just going to go around the room. Jordan or LeBron? Man. Start with comments.
Uh-oh.
Ah. Damn. Right. On some real shit though. On some real shit. I don't like LeBron. I know
okay.
I didn't like LeBron. I don't think LeBron can really carry George jockstrap, really. I just don't think he can carry a team like he's been carrying because he had Cavaliers. It was his chance to show that he can prove a point, that he's good. But I think all these NBA players are soft now because everybody want to play with each other. Everybody want to dominate one team, be dominating over everybody else. But I go with Jordan. I'm going with Jordan.
Well, for Jordan.
That's who I want. I'm going with Jordan. I don't think Jordan a better player. You know what Jordan did? When Jordan came into the league, he didn't have a jump shot. When Jordan came in, all he had was his ability to drive to the hole. He didn't have a jump shot. He went and developed his jump shot, taking 10,000 jump shots a day until that shit became like milk. That's what makes you great. Milk.
Milk.
Creamy milk. Because he's smooth like that.
Oh my God.
And
please go to the next person.
He said take your mind milk. Out the gutter. Take your mind out the gutter. Take your mind out the gutter.
Oh man.
Take your mind out the gutter. But I think Jordan is a better player. I don't even think LeBron can play back in the days where everybody was getting head chopped off.
No, he couldn't. He wouldn't last long, bro. Not back then. Hell no.
There's a lot of like
you got,
that.
You got Rotten.
A lot of
who I got. Man, look, I'm just tell you the truth, all right? Now, everybody talks that shit about Jordan and LeBron. You want to know why they talk that shit about Jordan and LeBron? Because they can't talk that shit about Jordan and Kobe no more because Kobe's dead.
Okay.
They always want to throw up shit, but guess what? Is LeBron a better player than Kobe Bryant?
Exactly.
So how the fuck can he compare to Michael Jordan? There's no comparison. LeBron might as well say he's trying. He might as well sit his crying and whining ass down somewhere, because you not going to get the respect of Jordan. You not going to get the respect of Kobe. When they came with all that King James and shit, all that old King James, I ain't never called that motherfucker King. King my ass. Trio. That's
exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, man. Playground, who you going with, man?
LeBron said that he can be one or two people, and he go by this, by his numbers. 23 is Michael Jordan, and then who was number 6? Bill Russell.
Okay.
That two of the greatest players ever. And LeBron said he is either one of those. He's either Jordan or he Bill Russell.
Nah, he's not neither.
Nowhere near, because first of all, they were physical. You can't get physical with LeBron.
Right.
You sure can.
You remember when they used to do like the XFL?
Yeah.
Y'all remember the XFL football? Well, they just played like in a tight thing. That's how LeBron played. They're in a tight way. And he feel like that's his name. You know, he's supposed to be one of the greatest. But just think about it. Look how he play. He don't hustle.
He don't.
Yep.
He don't hustle at all. He don't care.
Shaq was big as fuck, but Shaq had some hustle in him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Shaq played defense. LeBron don't play no defense, man.
He don't play defense. Oh, I say that too. He does not play defense.
Can I ask everybody a question? Of the players now that's playing in the NBA, who do you think could have played back then? Do you see one player that could have played?
Now?
Yeah, the players that are playing now, who you think could have played back then in the 80s?
Devin Booker.
And I think Curry probably could have been the point guard back then.
No, Curry got his ass broke.
One,
he played against Oakley and them.
Three.
Exactly. Down for the count. I don't see too many players that can play back then that's playing now. Most of them are soft. You touch them, they cry. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and then they took the physical shit out of basketball. You know what I'm saying? They took all the, you know, they did the same thing with football. They conditioned it down to you can't hit them hard. If you make a mistake, you make a mistake, but you can't do it again. You're going to get fined. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then
here's the
crazy thing. You just mentioned that right there. But how come people not even playing full seasons? Back then they played full seasons. Goddamn, I know Jordan played about 10 full seasons, LeBron only one. Ain't that crazy? How the fuck the league saw, but y'all not playing full seasons? So you can't even compare it anyway, you know what I'm saying, at all.
Right, right.
NBA saw.
With the little season they play, he stay hurt. LeBron stay hurt.
NBA saw.
So you got to take that half a season, then cut that in half.
No, he's always faking an injury. God damn it, he's always faking an injury on the goddamn court. This motherfucker done laid down so many goddamn times, and ain't now motherfucker touched him.
NBA soft.
Oh, man.
NBA
soft. Okay, you guys, we got Anton in the building. Anton, they're having a discussion on who is the better player, LeBron or Jordan. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so I got to be real. I ain't been into basketball since the early 90s, for real. I watch games. I still have a fame just off of GP, but I ain't been keeping up with the sports, for real. Like, I know, just a few of the players. Like, I be hearing people name, I be like, who is that, a rapper? They be like, no, that's a basketball player. So I can't, this, y'all just caught me on one discussion where I really don't have no valid opinion. I can't even, but in my opinion, if you want to say just going off of basketball, just a basic hood opinion, just somebody giving an opinion, I would say George still got it. You feel me? For several reasons. LeBron is in a different type of game right now. You got faster, stronger, because every generation you're going to have better to what was being done in the 70s, 80s, and 90s to what's going on now. So I don't think Jordan and them could really step on the court with these boys and had the same stats that they had in the 80s and 90s, though they would still be dope. Like, I mean, all of them, Bird, all of them. But I would say Jordan overall because he changed the game. Everybody want to be Jordan. Every generation since Jordan has wanted to be a Jordan. So if you want to be Kobe, you want to be Jordan. If you want to be LeBron James, you want to be Jordan. And I can name even some dudes that was hooping while he was hooping who hooped after him who is baby Jordan. And so I would just say Jordan, LeBron may get there. Kobe damn show down there was there, but again, if you speak on Kobe,
LeBron ain't gonna get there. Fuck LeBron, he ain't gonna get there.
it's over with. It's over with. Like, the league done changed on him.
Did you say the team?
What the hell was that?
I love it. Do it, Tweeting.
Hey. Okay.
Oh, I dream of genius. What the fuck was that?
Okay. I want you guys to picture the year. Okay, what year did this occur? Okay. What year did you fall in love with what you thought was gonna be your soulmate forever? Okay. I want to know what went wrong. If you could change it, would you? Or would you leave everything the same? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
So, everybody think of the
I don't want to go first. I don't want to go first.
Everybody think of the year. Think of the year. What year was this? What year did this happen? Okay. All right. We're gonna start with you, DJ Sergeant Rock.
You stupid for that.
What was the year?
You stupid for that.
What was the year, DJ Sergeant Rock?
Man, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I've had so many potential could have been, should have been, would have been.
No. The main one, the one that stands out. I don't care how many you had. There's just one. Only one that something went wrong that didn't go right. And whatever that was, would you change it if you could, or would you leave it the same? You know, knowing now that you're older, or you know, maybe it's happening now. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, just let me know.
True to be. All right. I think the year was 99.
Okay.
What went wrong was she got pregnant and wound up going behind my back having an abortion. And if I could change it, yeah, I would, because I know what type of person she is.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Playground. You're up to the plate. What is the year?
New Year's song for me, next.
Yeah. I can't lie. Every day I like to get high.
Let me answer it like this.
I feel like if it is that, it can't go wrong. So if it is that, it, whatever year it is, it should be still going on now. So that's how I feel about that.
Okay.
You ain't saying nothing, though.
I mean, he told him. I'm just saying, okay.
I like how you backpedaled about that right quick.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Huh? No, that's just, I'm just saying, though, if you love somebody like that, man, can't nothing go wrong for real. Think about it. That's like a four-fact question.
Not to some degree, I feel what you're saying, but shit, if, okay, let's say a female done me dirty, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, I ain't going back to that. You know, it's got to be a good one for me to still keep a relationship or be in contact with you. It's got to be a good one. It ain't nothing.
But what if it ain't happened yet?
You know what I'm talking about?
But what if it ain't happened yet?
Okay. Well, you can just say it
might not never happen. You know what I'm saying? I still got love in my heart for this individual. You know what I'm saying? For real. On everything.
So Playground, you done?
Damn, Playground.
Oh man, let me see. Okay. I play. I'm a playwright. Let me just say 2000. And what went wrong? Yeah, we was outside that day. We woke up. Everything. No, we did. I mean, you know, everybody after high school go they step away, so we just went our separate ways.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up. Okay,
wow,
it's nice.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Woo! Uh-oh. I'm going to say my...
We're listening.
Mine had to be around 05, 06, you know what I'm saying? I was rocking with old Lil Short, you know what I'm saying? I thought I had me old one for my own, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was just all mine until I found out homegirl was married to a dude overseas that was in the military.
Oh,
you
know? Oh no.
It was over with.
Oh,
yeah. We had a whole... I'm going to say about 2-year relationship before I found this out. So,
damn.
Wow.
I can't change that. So, nah, baby girl, you got to go on with your business. Like, I can't be the problem.
Shit, you could have pimped that bitch. You could have pimped her.
Yeah, it was all cool until, it was all cool until
she told me to get out
one day. She was like, can you please leave for the weekend? I said, I'm leaving my own crib. If I'm leaving, you leaving with me. You know what I'm saying?
Where y'all going, man?
So I just told her straight out, I ain't going nowhere. You leave. Shit, it's going to be like that. And that's when the whole relationship went downhill. And I'm glad, you know, I thought I was in love, but... Hell nah. I just did my background check. I ain't do no background check on that one. Next time, do the background check, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be better off.
Okay.
That hope.
That's what's up. Colin, what is the year?
Oh, damn. All right. I'm ready. The year was 1999.
Okay.
She was my ride or die.
until 2004. Yeah, 2004, I guess it was. We got married. Then she became not a ride or die no more. I mean, this shit completely changed.
Okay.
Yes, it completely changed. There was no more ride or die. We started arguing and fighting about crazy shit.
No, man. Come
yes,
on,
we
man.
Did. But we got married in 2004. Like I said, 2005, we divorced. There was no trying to say shit. There was no trying to do anything. Nothing. I didn't want to save it. She didn't want to save it. And we became kind of like, I guess you can say, enemies.
No.
You know? Yeah, well, shit happens. Because it was like, before we got married, everything was cool. You know, I was like stepfather to her two kids, and she was like stepmom to my one daughter. So it was all kind of crazy shit. We ain't even going into that long ass story. Fuck that story. All right. 2005, we divorced, and we weren't cool no more. We just recently started being civil to each other because her brother recently died, and he was like my dude back then. And we started being civil then.
Yeah.
But I must say this, and listen close. Common did not find real love until 2012.
Okay.
That's when he met somebody special. And he based all his shit around that one person. That one person changed him a little bit because Common was a crazy dude back then. I guess you can say crazy. Yeah, he was crazy, but he looked so fucking innocent. So that's what happened with that. And I learned from it, and everything I learned from that, I put it into this one here, and I've become a better person.
Okay, that's good news. Wow. So, because if you could change, and I'm going to go back to you tonight because you didn't answer this. If you could change it, would you, or would you just leave it?
No, I wouldn't change
that. Hey, I ain't changing none of that.
No, nah, I wouldn't change anything that happened. I wouldn't change anything that happened because if I have to change it, that means the person I'm with now, I wouldn't be the person I am. So it works out for the best. I met somebody that's like my ride and die for real now.
Okay.
So I'm good.
Okay.
Just didn't cook, but that's all I'm saying.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Anton, what was the year?
Uh-oh.
We're listening.
Uh-oh.
Year I met my ride or die was even before I met her. So when I did meet her in 97, a lot of different things occurred to where we had conversations that we knew one day we was going to separate. We knew one day we was going to be business owners, co-parent, just a lot of things, but also was aware that this is the world and things would not last forever. It was seasonal. So 97 is the year I say that we actually met physically in person. When did I know that we wasn't going to be together was before we met. And that was kind of the hardest part of building with a person, marrying a person, having a family with a person, even through losing children. Them saying, we'll never have a baby. I'll never have a baby. Me telling them, listen, the Creator showed and told me. Then post that and post a lot of things. So I think today, well, I used to think that, yes, it was a regret or something, or I was angry about the situation. But the day that I guess I could say that changed me or let me know that it was all right was the day that I figured out that they did find somebody and that we was at the point where they was okay and my job was pretty much done. So Would I change anything? Emotionally, yes. Physically, financially, all everything built us to be where we at today, and we best friends. We great co-parents. We great business partners. We argue daily, but we also build daily, and we love hard, and it's unbreakable. So, that's that. That's my take on that. But I'll say 97, and then when did I figure out? But I knew before we got together. They didn't, but I did, and we discussed it. So, I have to do some time work shit and say about 10, 11 years before we met, I knew we was going to be together. We was going to have children, business, marriage, but I also knew the end date. So, and so that's my take.
Okay. That's what's up. And thank you.
Okay. You didn't answer the rest of the question. What would you change? Or if you wanted to change it, would you change it?
He did say that.
Yeah. I heard all that too, but it didn't sound like I'm gonna change anything or wouldn't change anything.
Is that I already knew the play in the play from day one. I expressed that to everybody involved. Even though there's new players involved, everybody that's a part of the plan already knew what was going on from day one. So there's no discourse. Nobody's upset. Everybody's happy in what's going on because everything is a blessing right now. Even though, like I said, we argue daily, but still a blessing.
Okay, so, y'all, we got 50 seconds. This lady is counting us down. Thank you for answering. I was waiting around for Ms. Neck, but she didn't make it in tonight. And I know she's probably tired. She's been having classes, y'all, and for her new job. So we're supporting her, and we miss you, Ms. Neck. Come on back. Okay, we out of here, you guys. We will see you next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tweety Bird Central. Real Talk Roundtable. You guys, we love you. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in to us. Sometimes y'all can call again and say something, too. You know, press that one button and say it. All right? Okay.
That's right. Talk to us. Talk to us. I made it through the show, too.
You got this raglan's bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Trill.
Trill.